At the Third Friday event, there were many people walking the streets of downtown Salisbury, visiting different exhibits and listening to local bands at restaurants. Zena Brechbill, owner of Enza's, an organic salon, explains what she believes downtown Salisbury should be like after the revitalization project.
I'd love to see Third Friday every weekend, the way it is on our Third Friday. That's my dream, to see people out, maybe have old car shows and just people out in the street with vendors.
The latest development in the revitalization of downtown is the proposed sale of three parking lots owned by the city, with two of them along the riverfront. City Council President Jake Day says the idea is to fill these with stores, housing, and some parking.
The intent is to get a mixed-use development on these lots. We want to create a vibrant downtown with residential, commercial business mix in the core of our city.
Day says he understands that while the renovations are going on, it will inconvenience the people. The parking will be limited, and Day thinks that the solution is to make street parking completely free during the time of renovating.
What we want to do is, since we're going to inconvenience people for a short term, let's inconvenience them as little as possible.
Corey Stow, owner of Mojo's, hopes the project of downtown is organized.
The problem with the parking is the meters are just paying to park. It seems like it's kind of difficult. And whenever they do the parking renovations, hopefully it's well organized to where the businesses that are already down here don't get affected by it.
Local business owners say they are eager for the new advancements because they will become part of the revitalized Salisbury. Jim Willey from George Miles and Burr believes that there is something about having a lot of restaurants and shops in walking distance in town.
There is a certain synergy. Having multiple restaurants near one another would be more lively to have business in the area where we just have parking.
Councilmember Day says his vision for downtown is to make it a place for everyone.
When I think about downtown, I think about it as a mixed-use, vibrant, walkable, bikeable, beer-friendly, coffee-friendly, cupcake-friendly, bookstore-friendly kind of place.
A group of University of Maryland architecture, preservation, and planning students have designed a map on what they think the city should look like. Brian Bonsteel, producer for WMDT, went on a tour with the Maryland students and observed what they are thinking of changing.
Overall, I thought it was a really interesting experience. They had a lot of great insights. I would love to see the changes actually happen. Because I work downtown, I would love to live downtown. I would love downtown to flourish. I'd love Salisbury to flourish. And these are all sort of interconnected.
Jake Day thinks that a more diverse mix will help.
The successful mix is the diverse mix, in my mind. Lots of uses, lots of people, 24 hours of activity. It can't be dead, in the middle of the night. There has to be life.
This is Kyle Bean for Delmarva Public Radio.